KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees, continuing in that temperature for the past several hours. We look for cloudy skies today, a chance of light rain or drizzle this morning, and a high around 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news. Creston police took several reports of theft incidents on Friday. Officials with Van Mark Equipment LLC reported that sometime between March 5th and 12th, a catalytic converter was taken off of a company truck while it was parked at the business. The device was valued at $2,000. A woman residing in the 500 block of North Maple Street in Creston told police Friday that sometime during the overnight hours of Thursday into Friday morning, her vehicle was broken into while parked in the 500 block of North Maple Street, and her wallet was taken. The loss was estimated at $10. Another woman in the same area reported a vehicle break-in and theft of 15 CDs, two floor mats, and insurance cards. The incident also occurred Thursday night into Friday morning, and the items were valued at $175. A man residing in that same area reported a similar incident of vehicle break-in during roughly the same time frame. The vehicle registration, manual, and other miscellaneous items were taken. They were valued at around $20. And yet another Creston resident reported that sometime Thursday night or early Friday morning, someone got into two vehicles parked outside their residence in the 700 block of North Spruce Street and took an 8-pack of Gatorade along with a camouflage-colored backpack containing a bowling ball and pair of shoes. The combined loss was estimated at $600. Well, Cass County health officials Sunday afternoon announced updated measures for the public about being within CCHS facilities. The measure, they said, was being enacted to protect the health of patients, staff, volunteers, and visitors to the community. And what is a visitor, they say? Well, a visitor is a person who is at the CCHS to accompany a patient or any person at CCHS who's there to visit a patient. A visitor simply is anyone who does not have a personal medical reason to be within a CCHS facility. And they are limited to 1 to 2 essential support persons per patient. Essential support persons must be 18 years of age or older and in good health. Exceptions may be made for special circumstances, such as obstetrics patrons, a patient's end of life, or critically ill patients. Visitors who are at high risk of severe illness, those over the age of 60 or have underlying health conditions, should not visit patients at CCHS. People who ate in the cafeteria or walk the halls daily are asked to discontinue that practice until further notice. Additional friends or family members could keep our community healthier by using phone or video technology to connect with loved ones who are hospitalized rather than waiting in public spaces where person-to-person transmission of illness can occur. As of the last report, all CCHS services were up and running as usual. They encourage you to keep your appointments, whether you're going to the Atlantic Medical Center, Rehab Services, Senior Life Solutions, Cardiac Rehab, or any other departments. And they encourage you to seek care at AMC Rapid Care or the emergency department as needed. If you develop a fever or respiratory symptoms, you should call your provider's office first before coming into any CCHS facility. Now, the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department on Sunday issued a statement saying that Pottawatomie County remains at one individual positive case of COVID-19. Additionally, 7 people are self-quarantining and 1 person is self-monitoring. All other COVID-19 tests in Pott County have been negative. Updated state totals listed by county are posted on the Iowa Department of Public Health webpage. As of the last reports, Pottawatomie County COVID-19 Response Task Force supports the decision of the school districts within the county, which have chosen to close schools, and that's for most intents and purposes, all of them. While out of an abundance of caution, the decision, they say, aims to slow the spread of the virus. And the Pott County Task Force is working to support businesses, schools, and community organizations to implement recommendations in actions in a way that people can protect people at an increased risk of severe illness. Read more into the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, the 2020 Iowa legislative session will be suspended for at least 30 days due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Leaders of the Iowa House and Senate made the announcement late Sunday afternoon. According to a news release, the decision was made to protect older people and those with underlying health conditions who would otherwise have to work in the state capitol. The House and Senate will convene today to take action on legislation to ensure there is no disruption in state government services to Iowans. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Governor Reynolds on Saturday night had asked Iowans not to hold or attend large gatherings and consider smaller gatherings involving people in high-risk groups.
And all Iowans should be prepared for cancellations and disruptions in routine activities.
Visitors are now barred from the state's prisons. Court officials announced this weekend that all jury trials that have not yet started have been suspended. State Auditor Rob Sand has told all the employees in his office to work from home. Many churches canceled Sunday services, and many entertainment venues have announced the cancellation of concerts or other events that had been scheduled for this month. Des Moines Mayor Frank County on Sunday declared a state of emergency in the city of Des Moines in response to the community spread of COVID-19. The Iowa Department of Public Health Saturday night identified a community spread of coronavirus in the Des Moines Metro and issued new recommendations for individuals with underlying conditions. And the county said, "I hereby determine that a state of emergency or public danger exists and direct all the gatherings of 250 people or more on public property or right-of-way are hereby prohibited. Any permits or permissions previously granted are hereby rescinded, and any amounts paid for such permits shall be refunded upon request." That would, of course, apply to the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, St. Patrick's Day Parade, set for noon tomorrow. Also in the news, face masks are a hard commodity to find lately, as many Iowa drugstores and even hardware stores are sold out over rising fears about a coronavirus. There's a lot of confusion about the masks, though, according to healthcare professionals. In Davenport, Dr. Lewis Katz at the Scott County Health Department says masks give people a false sense of security.
There's absolutely no evidence that a well person is significantly protected by wearing a mask, despite a lot of people wearing masks. The thing that it does, it diverts masks that are going to be needed in acute care if the epidemic gets bad.
And while it doesn't hurt people who aren't sick to wear a mask, Katz says the supply of masks is very important.
I think that I will fail at convincing some segment of the public that they shouldn't be wearing masks, because those masks need to be made available to the hospitals and the clinics and the acute care facilities and the first responders. But they're at much higher risk than the general public.
The Davenport-based Genesis Health System had been offering free masks and hand sanitizer to visitors up until recently. Lisa Caffrey, the system's the infections prevention coordinator, says they had to stop.
People are out running around buying or taking masks inappropriately. I think probably you've noticed that we had to take our masks out of our public kiosk because people wouldn't just take one, they were taking boxes of them. So we had to do that. They're available behind our counters. You just have to ask for it.
Caffrey says if you're going to wear a mask, at least wear it properly.
The mask does not work unless you cover the mouth and nose, and there's a little metal bar in there, and you pinch that over your nose. That's the only way you're going to get any kind of protection, but really the mask doesn't, it just keeps those big chunks from coming out all over everybody else.
Federal health officials say masks are ineffective at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Caffrey notes that health experts added a C to the three C's of clean, cover, and contain. The fourth C is for those that have symptoms to call ahead before going to the hospital, doctor's office, or other healthcare centers. That way, employees can also isolate those who are sick from others in the waiting area. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.